es querer volar a donde ella está. Esto no es normal, es querer volar a donde ella está. La noche sin ella es un trago amargo, es mirar el calendario, es llorar, amigos, es llorar. Es como tener las manos llenas de ella, de su risa, sus caderas, y saber que ella no está. Es como sentarse a deshojar estrellas bajo una luna nueva a través del ventanal. Vivir sin ella es estar encadenado a ese cuerpo.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Finding the Funny on CITR 101.9. We'd like to take this moment to thank the Musqueam people for housing us here at UBC. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Finding the Funny. Your host, Nico McEwen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for yet another episode of Finding the Funny here on CITR. As always, I'm your host, Nico McEwen, and here's what's in store for today's episode called Impression Comedy. Now, we touched on this a little bit in voice character comedy. However, voice characters and impressions are different. Doing an impression in stand-up is quite hard. Doing a voice character in stand-up, that's a little bit easier. The reason why is because you can make up scenarios for that character to be in. That said, it's difficult in that you have to describe the character very well, otherwise, what's the point? The voice is only as good as the visual that it goes with. But in how many circumstances can you tell a believable stand-up comedy story that ends with you saying, "And then Christopher Walken walked in the room." And yes, I've always wanted to say Walken walked in. It has a nice ring that just makes you feel clever. Anyway, here in this episode, we're going to be listening to some comedians that pulled off the impressions in their stand-up specials. First up, I saw his stand-up for the first time when I watched the special called The Three Amigos, which is three Latin headliners. This guy's name is Pablo Francisco, and he is famous for this bit that he is about to do. The movie theater guy.
I go to movies for one reason. The previews guy, you know the previews guy?
One man, one decision, one desire.
Fucking evil. I met that guy in real life. He really talks like that.
Hi, Pablo. Nice to meet you. My name is Don.
It's like, holy shit! He had kids with him, too.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
Go to your room. Go to your room. I'm sorry about that. These kids these days, they...
Imagine making love to that guy. Imagine that.
Oh, yeah. Ha. The passion in your eyes. Take it to the base. Take it to the base. Burns with desire.
Get it over with!
One way in, no way out. Soon.
Shit! Okay, man, you guys are good, man! Thanks, man.
Action. Romance. Desire.
Imagine making three like I'm making you breakfast in the morning.
Two eggs are beaten beyond recognition.
Well? We'll do any voices.
Morgan Freeman. Keanu Reeves. They knew too much.
We know too much.
They went too far.
We went too far. You said we went too fucking far. Jackie Chan? Fucking Jackie Chan. Or Jean-Claude Van Damme. That guy makes movies all the time.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is back in the same shit you've seen over and over and over again. He's running out of ideas.
Okay, I hit you and you go down. Then I kick you and then I hit you and you go down. And I'm the winner. I am the winner again. Jackie Chan's the funniest guy though, Jackie Chan.
What? Hey, what happening? What's going on? Huh? Why me? Why me?
He gets in fights for the most stupidest reasons, doesn't he?
Hey, you! What are you eating?
I don't know. I eat a banana.
Get up!
No.
Well, that voice, that movie previous voice, that guy can take any topic, regardless what it is, and make it cool.
Put the lights out now. Put the spotlight on me. In the city, you must fight to survive. He sold tortillas on the corner. And the mob wanted him.
I don't know who this guy is, but I want him and his tortillas dead!
He had one chance, and his chance was the fight back. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Listen to me. These are my tortillas, and I'm not going to get them out yet. Listen to me.
Double the action. Triple the excitement.
Get down!
More of the excitement.
Get down again!
They didn't know who he was.
We hit them. Who are those men who came here? What did they want?
Listen to me. You have to keep your head down. They are trying to take my tortillas.
One man. One solution. For Arnold Schwarzenegger this summer is...
No!
Little Tortilla Boy.
Hey, thank you, Austin, man.
Doesn't that just make you so happy to hear? How can you not smile while listening to to the amazing talent that Pablo Francisco has for doing not only the preview guy's voice, but other voices, such as his impressions of Keanu Reeves and Arnold Schwarzenegger, as well as building the whole scene of the movie theater intro. And of course, the perfect ending by titling it Little Tortilla Boy. Like, I love that so much. Try saying that. Just say that to yourself. It's so funny. Anyway, we'll be right back after an ad from our sponsors.
Hey there. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham. Music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't already, make sure you follow us at Finding the Funny on Twitter. Let us know all your thoughts about what we're doing here at Finding the Funny and how we can make the shows more inclined to our audience. If you want to hear more comedy or less comedy, more discussion, more interviews, just let us know at Finding the Funny on Twitter. So earlier in the episode, we heard Pablo Francisco in his previews guy. He says that he met Don, the previews guy. Whether that's true or not, it doesn't really affect the joke since he does a great job of the actual scenario of the trailer. He leads into it with numerous different jokes. The joke about the previews guy making breakfast, having sex, talking about random things. It's not a joke that necessarily depends as much on the realisticness of the character, more on the jokes that are used with the character, the impersonation. I really believe that impersonations are so much dependent on your confidence. You can't do an impersonation half-assed because it will never land. Not ever. Not one time out of ten. It won't work. You have to commit fully to that character. You have to believe the circumstances you're doing the character in order for it to work. So whether you're doing a character you've created or an impersonation of a real person, it's still dependent on how much you're in to doing that impersonation or character. The next impersonation is by one of my favorite impersonators of all time. I'm sure I've talked about him on the show before, but I'm not certain if I've played him yet because he doesn't do characters. He does direct impressions. Ladies and gentlemen, well, he does characters too. Let me correct that. He does characters, but what I'm referring to is his impressions. Mr. Dana Carvey.
So here we go. You're up first. Press the button.
So I press it?
Yeah, and then it'll come up on the screen.
All right.
President Obama talking about trick-or-treaters.
Okay.
President Obama,
look at that camera?
Yeah, yeah.
President Obama, look, the advice that I have for trick-or-treaters is... is to take your time, be aware of spatially where you're at, and keep your eyes on the price. Well, if you ring a doorbell and you're expecting a Kit Kat bar, or a peanut butter cup, and you see you got raisins and you got popcorn wrapped in plastic, you gotta run away. That's up.
Yep. Kit Kat bar.
That's the one. That Kit Kat bar is good, but even better, you would like a peanut butter cup. A peanut butter cup.
Kit Kat. Where? Lauren Michaels, our boss.
Our yeah. Godfather, our foster of our careers, that's for better or for worse, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, he's the greatest.
He is the greatest.
This is Lauren talking about...
Halloween monsters.
Okay.
That's what I'm seeing. Okay. For my bet, the best Halloween monster was the creature from the Black Lagoon. First of all, he's got a lagoon. And, you know, he's and not everybody has a lagoon.
Who has a lagoon?
Jack has one. Paul. Creature from the Black Lagoon, you know, he's at home on land where he can terrorize people or like, just stay in his lagoon. Lagoon is the word. Is a Lorne word.
What's the word?
I want a lagoon.
Okay. Here we go.
Not many people have a lagoon.
Regis is the core of every voice we've ever done. I hope Regis is watching. Yeah. Love Regis.
No, he's a mess.
What do we do?
Are you press the button? Yeah, yeah.
I'll do it till it's not funny.
Yeah. Okay. Paul McCartney, everybody's talking about horror movies. What was your favorite horror movie, Paul?
Okay. Well, you know, I guess to stand up, you know, I was thinking about my favorite horror movie, Jimmy, you know. My favorite horror movie.
Do you think you're holding a Basie, okay?
I think I'm holding a little Basie guitar.
No.
You know.
That's not
my favorite horror movie, I think, is Fatal Attraction, you know. The one with Michael Douglas and Glenn Close, where, you know, the married guy, you know, the chap, he shags a bird, you know. He goes a shaggy bird. And the wife, he comes home, you know, and so he calls the bird up. He says, toodaloo, see you later. And the bird gets all out of bunchy. She goes bonkers, you know, and she boils a bunny rabbit, you know.
Yeah.
And then she's... You've seen the movie, come on now.
Yeah.
He's choking her in a tub like a choky rokey.
Paul McCartney's talking about horror movies.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, man.
Now, how it works here is okay, Johnny Carson, and you have to talk about costume parties.
Costume parties. Listen, I love a good costume party. It's Halloween. A lot of people are dressing up, of course, as ghosts and witches and goblins and vampires. But this year, I've decided I'm going as the scariest creature in the world, my ex-wife.
That was great. Okay.
Scare the kids, too.
Scare the kids.
No.
Christopher Walken talking about trick or treat or trick or treating or anything.
Trick or treats. Smell my feet. Give me something good to eat. If you don't, oh no. I don't care. I'll pull down your underwear.
All right, here we go. My turn. You want to press it?
Andrew Michael Caine.
That's what.
Michael Caine, we asked him once, how do you go about choosing a movie? And he said, well, what I do is I sit in a nice, comfortable chair and I read the script they want me to consider. I read the first page, and then I read the last page, and if the part they want me to play is on both pages, I do the picture.
That's how you do it right there. You see that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. All right, here we go, Kevin, one more.
I've dropped the F-bomb a couple of times, haven't I?
No.
Okay.
We'll be able to use like 3 seconds of this interview.
Okay, good.
Here we go, Oh. Bill Clinton, he has to talk about Ghostbusters. Bill Clinton doing Ghostbusters.
When there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call? That's right, Ghostbusters. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
You top that right there. Kevin Spacey. Oh, my goodness.
It was like press your luck.
Liam Neeson talking about
I'm talking about Time Warner Cable.
All right. All right. All right.
You can look at this camera right here.
This camera here?
Yeah.
All right.
I have a very particular set of channels. If you'd like to purchase these channels, I'll come to your house and install your cable. And that'll be the end of it. If you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
That's it right there. That's fantastic. All right. Fantastic. All right, here we go. My turn. He just yells. Press the button. There we go. Bobcat Goldthwait. Talking about Starbucks. Okay, this is fun. Bobcat.
Bobcat. Remember Bobcat Goldthwait?
I love Bobcat Goldthwait. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I give me a frappuccino. I get a frappuccino and a bagel with cream cheese. And I'd also like if you could give me a Josh Groban CD.
Boy, they give you a nice send off.
Just give me the Josh Groban CD. Ray Romano, I love him. At the movies. Ray Romano at the movies.
Ray Romano at the movies. Hang on, let me work up enough phlegm.
Yeah, he's phlegmy, yeah.
So, my favorite movie is Star Wars because, I do a pretty passable Yoda impression. Like, there is no try, only do. So that's my Yoda impression. So I nailed it.
Ray Romano doing an impression. That was an impression of an impression.
It's a play within a play.
That's all the time we have for Wheel of Impressions. Get up for Seth MacFarlane.
I saw the continue watching, and I just had to go with it. So that was Dana Carvey, followed by Kevin Spacey, followed by Seth MacFarlane, three amazing impersonators. Now, yes, they weren't doing those impersonations in stand-up comedy. Dana Carvey has done impersonations in his stand-up comedy. I haven't seen if Kevin Spacey or Seth MacFarlane have ever really done stand-up. Seth obviously has hosted a lot of award shows in which he's done his impressions, which is, yes, similar to stand-up. However, it's different because impressions are kind of a main part of hosting because of the fact that there's so many celebrities in the room. Interestingly enough, the most accurate out of all those impersonators is Kevin Spacey, who's actually known for his dramatic acting throughout his career. You might know him from a movie called American Beauty, which, if you don't know it, it's a really screwed up movie and don't watch it. Anyway, he is probably the most accurate of all those impersonators. I can't understand how he's so good at it. He literally just does the voice. Like, a lot of impersonations, as we know, are an exaggerated version of characters, of people. As you heard Seth MacFarlane doing with the Ray Romano. That was a very, very phlegmy Ray. But it's funny, and it's how we know Ray Romano, so you're able to tie the two together. Dana Carvey does great impressions. He, as he stated, I don't know if you heard it at the end of that part, he uses Regis Philbin as a through line for a lot of his impersonations, and that's based on the emphasis. He changes emphasis for a lot of different words. As you heard when he was talking about the things with Paul McCartney, he would kind of kept saying, horror movies, or whatever he was. He uses playing around with the language a lot for his characters, for his impersonations. But Kevin Spacey is just absolutely phenomenal at just doing the straight-on voice. We'll be right back to Finding the Funny after another ad from our sponsors.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with Finding the Funny here on CITR 101.9, the final 10 minutes of our show. It's been a great episode so far. This one is called Impersonation Comedy. Don't forget to tweet us all your thoughts at Finding the Funny on Twitter or at One Man One Show. You'll see our Finding the Funny logo as well as our description about being a show right here on CITR 101.9. Our last comedian for the episode of Impersonations is Jay Farrow. You might have seen him during his time on Saturday Night Live. I'd like to believe he was founded, actually, by this YouTube video that I'll be playing. This is a YouTube video posted by Jay Farrow from July 30th, 2009, in which he does 50 impressions, a lot of which I think are very impressive. I also think he chose a fairly good script that he created for himself for each of the characters in regards to, one, displaying the accuracy of the impression, but also being funny and quick enough in order to do 50 impressions in a short amount of time. Here is Jay Farrow.
Well, you know, I really do appreciate this award. You know, I like this award. This award is sexy. Look at this award. You got the man on top of it. I really do think that this award is real sexy. Thank you for the popcorn balls. It's real sexy. I really like it. I really like this award. Hey, man. I appreciate you giving me this, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. I would appreciate it if I would have got this, if I would have made it something serious. Since you had me do a comedy all my life. Thank you! I appreciate you! Come on! What's up, man?
Who is this guy? You know, I appreciate getting this award. It feels real good to get it. You know, finally, to get something that I could call my own. Who is this guy? Awards. Oscars. Same thing. What am I talking about? Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe I just don't want you to know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Cold-blooded, thank you for the award. OD'd on cocaine.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug, man. That's a hell of a drug.
Well, finally, I got this award. Look at it. It's the best damn thing I could have seen myself get. Now I finally got this freaking award and I didn't make any movies this year. The last time I made a good movie was with Adam Sandler in Anger Management or whatever it's called.
Wow, and you know, it's real crazy. It's real crazy that that actually happened. You know, I'm Owen Wilson, and, you know, I would like to be on top of this award, but the problem is my nose is so darn crooked.
All right, okay. I'd like to say to the Academy, I'd like to appreciate the Academy for the award. Huh? Feels good having your name on this. Best actor of 2004, Jared Farrell. Who is he?
I wanted to play Jay Farrow because that, like I said, was a clip that he posted on YouTube himself, which I think for a lot of impersonators is something they're hoping will get them discovered. I don't think it is necessarily the best way. However, YouTube does give us a lot of tools, and I'd like to believe that his YouTube videos helped get him to where he is, even though I don't exactly know where he is since he left Saturday Night Live. However, I know that he is a good impersonator. I wouldn't necessarily say he's the best, as you heard in that clip I just played. He does a lot of impressions, and he does them pretty good, and he showed his diversity of his impressions in those clips. Jack Nicholson's not one you hear all that often, but overall, I'd say Jay Farrell is really good at certain impressions, should be known for his impressions, and possibly was discovered by YouTube, so definitely an inspiration to a lot of impersonation comics. Coming up next, right here on CITR 101.9 at 7 p.m., Exploding Head Movies. Join Gak as he explores music from the movies, tunes from television, and any other cinematic source. That's Exploding Head Movies right here on CITR 101.9 at 7 p.m. That'll do it for another episode of Finding the Funny here on CITR. In conclusion, for impersonation comedy, obviously one of the biggest aspects of a funny impersonation is